The man who was instrumental in placing the bombs that killed 202 people on the Indonesian island of Bali last October has gone on trial. Ali Imran is the third member of his family to be implicated in the bombing and the only one to express regrets for the deaths of dozens of foreigners who died. Ali Imran is charged with playing a key role in building and delivering the largest of three bombs that were detonated on the night of October 12th. That bomb exploded outside the Sari Club, a night spot popular with foreign tourists, causing most of the deaths. More than 30 men have been arrested on suspicion of involvement in the bombing. Many, including Ali Imran, have confessed their roles. Earlier this year, he demonstrated to police and journalists how the bomb he made had been put into 48 packing crates, with three alternative methods of detonation. He is the only one of the more than 30 detainees to express regret for the bombing, and unlike most of his co-accused, he has not used his testimony in the trials of other defendants to proclaim his vision of Islamic militancy. He seemed to further distance himself from the rest of the accused on Monday by wearing a jacket and tie, rather than the flowing Islamic robes favoured by his brothers. The 30-year-old defendant is the youngest of three brothers to be accused in the attack. The police say the eldest of the three, Ali Ghufran, is a senior member of the regional terrorist group Jama'a Islamiyah and is charged with having a command role in the Bali attack. The middle brother, Amrozi, who was dubbed the laughing bomber after he was seen joking with his police captors following his arrest, was the first to go on trial. He has admitted buying the chemicals used to build the bomb and the minivan into which it was packed. The five judges hearing Mr. Amrozi's case adjourned the proceedings on Monday after hearing the final defense arguments. They said they would hand down a verdict on August 7th. All of the accused, including Ali Imran, could face death by firing squad if they are found guilty. Tim Johnston for VOA News, Jakarta.